Good morning, 6:21, October the 3rd, 2013, and bark. Just after 16 minutes, most of that over 16 was taken up by stopping to take the picture, fumbling with the device. So, not a great first mile, but not a bad first mile. I'll take 16 minutes as a good start. The moon is just a sliver. New moon on Saturday, apparently. Day zero of the new cycle starts astronomically on Saturday. So, yeah, one more day of probably invisible moon tomorrow. But then, lined up Saturday, we start the cycle. Again, apparently there's a comet up there somewhere. It's supposed to be pretty bright. I haven't seen it, but it may be an evening comet. It may be on the other side of the sun, and you can only see it at sunset. I'm not sure. I haven't done enough research. Comet Isom. I-S-O-N. Usually I pick that stuff up on my network, but I didn't show it this time. So what am I thinking about today? Well, getting home in time to take the kids to school. I'm a couple minutes behind this morning, and a couple of minutes makes a difference. Particularly if I'm not stepping along sharply. 34 minutes compared to 38 minutes. It makes a difference between getting to school on time and not. It's that close. Particularly if the kid isn't quite ready when I get back. And is instead waiting sort of to get her crap together until I walk through the door and realizing, oh, it's that time. So, today's Thursday, so it's high school day for me in the afternoon. I'll be spending the afternoon with high school kids. I'm going to try again today to get some audio work done. Yesterday was roofer day, apparently. Yeah, it was like a herd of angry woodpeckers on the house next door. Dunk, 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 dunk. And the compressors that they use to power their pneumatic hammers. Fingers crossed that I'll at least be able to find a few minutes to take care of the makeup work. I have a suspicion that I'm holding up Abby Hilton's production at the moment, which is not good. But I need to at least try to get that out, and then work on new stuff. Assuming all other things operate according to scheduled plan, then we should be good. So we are counting down to NaNoWriMo, and I think I'm going to do it. It's not exactly what I said I was going to do, and because of that I'm feeling a bit uneasy about it. There are so many people who are ready to string me up by my thumbs if I don't do exactly what I said I was going to do when I said I was going to do it. Those are the people who reacted most strongly when I was being jerked around by Ryden. And left swinging in the breeze without any kind of input from them. I did do an update post on Solar Clipper and on NathanLowell.com yesterday. Let people know where we are. I also had another long post yesterday with Demi and Farnsworth, Farnham, something, talking about PageRank authority. He made a post the other day on the Writers Discussion Group about how to improve your authority and why it was important. And I made a snarky comment about, because it was a huge post, it was long, God, it was a treatise. I could have written it, it was that long. And the gist of it was, to get a better rank on Google, use more Google. Do Hangouts, link back, do all sorts of stuff. But basically, it boiled down to, if you want a better rank on Google, use more Google products. The more Google products you use, and the more frequently you use them, the better your rank of Google will give you. No, I don't have any problem with that. That's absolutely great advice. But the problem with it is when you start trying to apply that advice to authors and generally fiction authors in particular who are desperate to crack the mystery of how to find an audience. Because there must be some magic bullet that allows people to automatically collect 5,000 sales in a weekend that they just can't understand. They just don't see. They just can't find. They don't understand how this happens or how to grow an audience, basically. And the answer, one at a time, is exceptionally unsatisfactory. And I understand why. I do. I was there in the beginning when 50 people was a big number, when 100 people was a big number, when 1,000 people was an astonishing number. Back in the early podcast days. Just the narrowest sliver of moon up there. Gosh, it's pretty. So, yeah. The problem is that then authors drive themselves crazy trying to deal with staying busy on Google and doing hang-ons, or hang-outs, not hang-ons, doing hang-outs and being quote, active, unquote, in communities and providing a lot of quality content on their blogs, linking back to it on a regular basis, and the list goes on and on and on and on. But the problem, Monkpole, the problem is that people don't buy hardware. They don't go to the grocery store to look for hardware. And they don't go to Google to look for books. So all the SEO in the world, all the authority in the world, all the page rank in the world, won't help you be discovered on the internet as an author. unless you're writing a blog about writing to other authors, which is way too common. And I think one of the main reasons more readers don't follow author blogs. They don't subscribe to them because, frankly, they don't care. Readers, as nearly as I can tell, and I'd be happy to be schooled on this because I could very well be wrong. I don't have really good data. I only have anecdotal data based on the kinds of questions I get asked over and over and over and over again, even after I've answered them over and over and over again. The question is, when is the next book coming out? And when will it be available on this, that, or the other format? That's really what they want. That's the only thing that they care about. The rest of the stuff is nice. The rest of the stuff will keep them coming back and looking in between. But the question that is asked over and over and over and over and over, when's the next book coming out? Now, that's exactly the question I want to have asked. That's exactly the kind of reader that's important to anybody. When's the next book coming out? And the fact that I answer it regularly, at least once a month, doesn't seem to matter. People will still log in, find the post that actually says when the next book is coming out, and leave a comment that asks, when's the next book coming out? Clearly, they're not paying attention. I'm bad. I'm so bad. I really need to go back and check, because I think the last update on Get the Book says Owner's Share is coming out in 2012. I thought I'd fix that, but perhaps not. I need to go back and check it, because somebody asked that very question the other day. And I meant to go back and check it then and forgot. But it boils down to some important concepts that this Demian guy, who is the chief editor of CopyBlogger and does a really good job of flogging CopyBlogger and everything that he writes on the web, which is pretty much what he's required to do because he is looking for page rank. He is looking for authority. He is looking for author rank because he wants his stuff, which is largely advice on blogging, to rise above the cruft of the other 7.5 million blogs on blogging. I get that, I understand that, and I appreciate his efforts, and he does a pretty good job, because quite frequently I hear people citing CopyBlogger. I don't always agree with what they're citing, and I really don't often agree with what he says, but some of his stuff is really quite good, and this author rank thing was, or authority rank and page rank, was really quite good. It was really a thoughtful breakdown. But for people like me, and posting it in the writer's discussion group, which is where he did it, means that whether he intended it to or not, he's addressing it to people like me. It means that authors who don't understand what it is he's saying are going to misinterpret what it is they're supposed to do with what he's suggesting. Now, his ideas, his tools, his techniques are really quite good. I don't mean to disparage them, although it probably sounds like I am. In fact, I probably am. But the problem is that they're not good for the reasons that he espouses for an author. The difficulty has to do with the nature of the medium in which the creative works. And for creative people who do content that is off the web. And so a book, while it's delivered digitally, happens off the web. It happens elsewhere. It does not occur on the web. Even the podcast occurs off the web. It's digitally produced. It's distributed digitally. I use computers to make it. I use computers to distribute it. I use computers to let people know where it is. But the story itself is consumable on a portable device away from the web. It doesn't need to have a connection. It's a book, like any other book. It's an electronic edition that happens to come through your ears rather than your eyes, but it's a book. And discovery of the book, discovery that you might enjoy the book, depends on not so much the internet. You're not going to go to Google and search for a podcast novel, although podcast novel might actually work. I think in part because there are so few podcast novels. Every other, and it refers to the form, not to the story. And you're going to turn up a lot of podcast novels you don't want to read, so that's an iffy one. That's a margin case. A boundary case, as we say. The reality is that the purpose of a web presence for an author, the purpose for social presence for an author, is very different than it is for a blogger. A blogger relies solely on these kinds of tools to create and deliver, and the reader relies on these tools to consume them. So the reality is that discovery can work for a blog, because typically blogs are about something. A general chat blog, a general conversation blog, no, not going to work. Not going to work any better there than they are anywhere else, because the categories are not sufficiently granular. They're not sufficiently pulled out. Somebody who's chatting about archery is one thing. Searching for an archery blog might find him. Searching for a chatting blog won't. But the general literary nonfiction, for lack of a better term, of people who are just blogging about their lives, that's a tough one. That really requires a different tool for discovery, one that is more similar to what a novelist must use, which is social presence. Now, the reason I brought this all up is that Demian posted a public notice last night that referenced this discussion that we had on the other forum, and he pointed out this concept of celebrity, and that I'm right that authors don't need a page rank, they don't need authority. What they need is celebrity, and the problem with it is that he's not got the right term. No fault of his own, he hasn't studied this stuff. It's a common... I can see where he's coming from. He's missing a key point, and the key point is intent. Social presence is the degree to which... Seventeen and a half on the backside, right on track. So the definition of social presence is the perception of salience in any social environment, any interactive environment. So the salience is how much are you there? How much are you perceived as being there? And there's a difference between celebrity and social presence. You can have both. Paris Hilton has both. Stephen King was one of the examples that he gave, does not. He has celebrity, but he does not have social presence. You can follow Stephen King, but you can't talk with him. He's not there. Neil Gaiman is not the celebrity that Stephen King does, but he does have social presence. He is Neil himself. He cultivates it. He has intent. He creates a social presence, and then he capitalizes on it. It's what I do with social media, is create a social presence and make connections directly with readers, make directions directly with audiences, one person at a time. And that's the part that Demian was missing. But I have to go, because I have to get this kid on the road. And I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I will talk to you then.